Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Folks, welcome to Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by Superbook Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Blackburn, at NBA Blackburn on Twitter, part of the Mile High Sports Podcast Network, and I am excited to discuss this first Denver Nuggets win of the NBA season. Final score over the Golden State Warriors, 128-123. This was a barn burner. This was a game that Denver had to have. They got out to a really good start, really took over in the second quarter. The Warriors fought back in the third and fourth quarter, but Denver never fully relinquished that lead, although they got close right at the very end. It was awesome to watch. This was a game that the Nuggets had to have. Jamal Murray sat out, but you knew that Denver had something with their starting unit when they had played it together in the preseason. They'd gone to that lineup a couple times since. It's had some success. Now, really got to see it for real against probably the biggest test for Denver in the NBA. And the Warriors, they will focus up more in a playoff series. They'll try to dissect everything the Nuggets do. They have the confidence to know that they can beat Denver. And so they probably will play better in the future. But the Nuggets took it to them at various points tonight. And I thought they countered them. I thought the Nuggets countered the Warriors in great ways tonight. When the Warriors went small, the Nuggets found ways to go small. Also, when they went small, the Nuggets found ways to stay bigger with their bigger players on the floor, and it helped them maintain that rebounding edge that you knew the Nuggets would need to win this game. Denver won the rebounding battle 41-35. That had to happen. 12 offensive rebounds tonight for the Nuggets, including 3 from DeAndre Jordan, 3 from Nikola Jokic, 2 from KCP, and 2 from Christian Brown, who we will be talking about in just a little bit here. Had a great night tonight. But I gotta start with the starters. We'll move to the bench in the second segment. Third segment, we'll do some general takeaways. Let's begin here with the starters, and you gotta start with the big fella, Nikola Jokic. 34 minutes tonight, 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Ho-hum. Clearly, the guy tonight. Everything ran through him. Although Denver had other moments where other guys played pretty well, I thought tonight was a great representation of what the Nuggets offense can look like when everything is clicking. You had Jokic with 10 assists and 26 points. Bruce Brown, 20 points. Michael Porter, 17. KCP, 17. Aaron Gordon, 10. Although Aaron Gordon missed all 6 of his 3-pointers, so if he makes 1 or 2 of those, then he gets up to 13 to 16 points. So Denver had it going. They absolutely had it going tonight. On the day, Denver shot 53% from the field, 44 from 3, 84 from the line. Though they had 20 turnovers, that really masked what was a great offensive performance by this Nuggets team. And the Warriors, absolutely known for their defense. This Warriors team is a group that defends just about everybody extremely well. But the Nuggets have proven over the course of these last, I'll say from game 3 of the playoffs onward, that they can score on this team even when they're locked in. Draymond made some great plays tonight. Andrew Wiggins had 3 steals and 1 block. But I do think that this Nuggets team can score with just about anybody, and it starts with Nikola. 26 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. Probably could have even taken more threes tonight. He had a couple times where he passed up a 3, tried to get to the driving lane. But he shot 11 of 11 from the free throw line and was aggressive in getting there, making sure that he was driving into traffic, drawing fouls. He wasn't like trying to bait foul calls or anything like that, but he was putting so much pressure on the defense that they had to foul him. Kevon Looney, 3 fouls. Draymond Green fouled out tonight, 6 fouls. There was a very scary collision at the end of the game where Draymond's going for an offensive rebound that Jokic secures, and he kind of rolls up on the back of Jokic's leg. Almost looked like a key play where you would tear an ACL. Not going to lie. And it being in Chase Center, that was the first thing that my mind went to. Jokic was fortunately okay. It looked way worse than it actually was. Jokic got up and was just fine. But that nearly stopped my heart, that's for sure. That was a life flashing before the eyes moment. Because if Jokic goes, then nothing matters. For real. Like, he is the all-everything for this Nuggets team. Despite the fact that they have various contributors like tonight, who all show up and play pretty well, everything runs through Jokic. So it was good that he was perfectly healthy here. 34 minutes, was a minus 3 tonight. This Nuggets starting group were all minuses. You had Jokic minus 3, Michael Porter minus 7, Bruce Brown minus 8, Aaron Gordon and KCP each minus 10. So it wasn't like things were perfect. This group committed 13 turnovers combined. They fouled. They didn't give up the best shots, especially early on. The starters were not great when it came to generating or when it came to limiting good shots for this Warriors team. But they held on. They held on for sure. Couple key guys to that. Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown was fantastic tonight. At least, well, when I say fantastic, Stephen Curry still scored 34 points. I'm not going to act like Bruce Brown was an elite defender on him tonight, but he did make Curry work. And there were definitely some times where Curry could have made some more shots, and he didn't, because the contest was good. Or maybe because he was just a little bit off, but either way, it felt like Brown was doing his job. And it's not even to speak of the offensive night that he had. Just listen to this line. In 31 minutes, 20 points on 8 of 10 from the field, including 3 of 4 from 3. Remember Bruce Brown telling everybody that he's a 40% three-point shooter, reminding everybody? He's shooting like it. He's absolutely shooting like it. Didn't make any threes against the Jazz, if I recall. Made up for it tonight. 3 of 4, 1 of 2 from the line. Had 5 assists tonight. 3 turnovers. There are definitely still some growing pains and miscommunications with this group. Because when you don't play with a point guard, Bruce Brown, I'm calling him the pseudo point guard because he's not actually. He's going to call himself the point guard in name with this group. But Jokic is the point guard, and that's represented well with his 10 assists. But Brown did a good job of also facilitating. It wasn't just the scoring, although he had some timely baskets, including the one right at the end of the game, where the Warriors get a steal off of a Bones Highland poor decision. Poole gets the layup right under the rim to cut the lead to 1 right at the end with like 15 seconds left to go. And Denver needs to be good. They need to trust themselves. And Jokic just throws a Hail Mary, lo and behold, to a wide open Bruce Brown at the other end of the court for Jokic's 10th assist to expand that lead back to 3 points. Denver got the defensive stop at the end that they needed. But it's just crazy to think that with how sloppily the Nuggets played at various points tonight, they gave up some bad offensive rebounds. Some of the miscommunications on defense weren't good. The offense, like, they turned the ball over 20 times. I mean, come on. They can definitely do better than that. And yet they still put up 128. It was nuts. They shot the ball so well. They've got so much talent. And nobody has more talent than Michael Porter, outside of Curry and maybe Clay. Porter, 17 points tonight, 6 of 12 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. 10 of his 12 shots were threes. It was a little bit different from his shot distribution last game, where he got into the teeth of the defense a little bit more, drove a little bit more. This time, not the case. Had some good moments on defense towards the end of the game, especially. The beginning of the game was a struggle for Porter, though. It was very much a showcase of what's good and bad about him, where he looked pretty lost at the beginning of the game, getting beat by various guys. But he got better as the game went along, that is for sure. And I do think that he really cares. Did have 5 personal fouls tonight, and there were definitely some egregious ones. He has to be better. Like, there's no doubt about it. But he shot 5 of 10 from 3. The spacing that he provides is so, so important to this group. If they don't have it, they don't win. Even though he's a minus 7 in a 5-point victory, I do firmly believe that. He was able to kind of soak up some of those minutes, had a nice block on Steph right at the rim, had some good moments, contesting shots, and he's starting to recognize these plays more and more. Like he said in previous moments, it's about the will to play defense. It's about the desire to play defense with him. He can do it. Sometimes he looks stiff as a board, but most of the time he does have the athleticism and the length and not the instincts, but like he understands where guys are trying to shoot most of the time. And so he can contest those shots, even block some shots or deflect some passes and play good defense. Tonight against the Warriors, it's a really tough matchup, not going to lie. Andrew Wiggins, I thought, got the better of him tonight. But Porter held his own. 17 points, held up, got some good key contests at the end of the game, switched really well. And that's all you got to do. KCP, not to be outdone by either Brown or Porter. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Did have 2 turnovers, but look, 7 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Some of the shots that KCP made during this game were so clutch. There were some moments where he was being contested, where he caught the ball on the right in the right corner with against Steph Curry with about 5 minutes left to go, 5.5 minutes left to go. Caught it. Steph's hand was down, so he rose up from 3. Even though Steph was pretty close to contesting a shot. And KCP cans it. He also hit the 3 where Jokic is at the right elbow, basically, and then zips the ball right over to the opposite corner without looking at it. KCP was ready for that one, and he absolutely canned it when the Nuggets needed him. Look, clutch plays. Absolutely clutch plays. And he can score in a variety of different ways. I didn't realize that his off-the-dribble game, his DHO game, was as good as it was. Maybe it's not. Maybe he'll cool off at various points. But it certainly feels like he's doing a pretty solid job with the DHO game with Jokic. That's great to see. If they can navigate that like Gary Harris was navigating it with Jokic, there's something to that. Denver can definitely make that work. And finally, Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, definitely, I think Draymond got under his skin tonight. I really do. I think that Denver could have had some issues tonight had Aaron Gordon continue to try to go at Draymond consistently. Draymond keeps winning that battle. He's goading him into contested shots or taking wide open threes. And Gordon just hasn't had the 3 go late or like to start this year. He'll improve. He'll take better shots. He'll be more under control. But when he's pulling up into shots, especially relatively early in the shot clock, that's not going to fly. Like, that's just not good enough. However, he was 5 of 6 from 2. Did have 3 turnovers, but did have 3 assists. Even though he only had 3 rebounds, the Nuggets won the rebounding battle tonight by 6. So it wasn't necessarily the biggest deal that he only had 3. Because Jokic had 12, Porter had 6, KCP had 4. So it wasn't that bad. I think that he needs to continue to improve seeing the court on both sides of the floor. Though he's really, really improving in that regard. He gets the feeds from Jokic on a consistent basis. He spaces the floor on the baseline and in the paint pretty well, where he kind of finds the soft spots within the zoned up defense. Not necessarily a full zone concept, but just where he can take advantage of his athleticism. And he looked good doing it. Like, this is one of the matchups where he needs to be able to shine. He needs to be able to play against the Warriors, because if he can't, then Denver's going to be at a major disadvantage. But I did like what I saw from him. Really good to see him kind of bounce back. And though he went 0 of 6 from 3, there are some things that you can still point to and say that he did well. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we are going to discuss a surprisingly good bench unit. But first, everybody, football is back. And nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hands, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be at the stadium to enjoy football this fall. Just visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Colorado app right now and start getting in on all of the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Back at it, pickaxe and roll. Ryan Blackburn here. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate all the love and support on the podcast, as always. If you can, it'd be awesome if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the program. 5 stars, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, that would be fantastic. All right, let's get into this. Let's talk about this bench unit. I said it on the podcast on Wednesday night. I said it in an article this morning, Friday morning. And I do absolutely think that this bench kind of shut me up for just a little bit here. I said that this bench would not be good. I said that there's no way really that this combination, especially the front court combination with Davon Reed, Jeff Green, and DeAndre Jordan, would be able to work. I didn't think it would. And yet it did. Yet it did against this Warriors team. Now, to be fair, the Warriors did play 11 guys tonight. They didn't really stagger. They played a lineup that featured Jordan Poole, Moses Moody, Dante DiVincenzo, Jamichael Green, and James Wiseman. They had Jonathan Kuminga mixed in there as well. And it was mostly full bench, the group that Denver went against. It wasn't necessarily a staggered group that featured opposing team starters, which is what the Nuggets are going to see most of the time. However, you can only play who's in front of you. And the Nuggets bench played really well on both ends of the floor. Let's start with Bones, who I think is the catalyst of the group. Like, he has to be. That's his role. 19 minutes, 14 points, 4 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 5 of 6 from the line, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. Bones tonight, there were definitely some moments where he forced it. Definitely some moments where he probably could have taken his foot off the gas a little bit, run some better offense. I thought that he pounded the ball at times a little bit too much tonight. But with this group, with Christian Brown, who's not a great dribbler, Davon Reed, who's not a great creator, Jeff Green, DeAndre Jordan, like those guys aren't going to run offense for you. Bones kind of has to be that guy at times. And so he's going to pound the ball a little bit. And that's okay. Like, you want the ball in his hands because he's really, really good. But I thought he balanced the pressure of what he had to deal with good results. 14 points, got to the free throw line, 5 out of 6. That was pretty good. 5 assists where he was able to set up Jeff Green a couple times, he was able to set up DeAndre Jordan a couple times. Pretty sure he had some assists to one, at least one or two of the starters too. But look, Bones, this is going to be a process. The player that he is in game 2 of the regular season of his second year, it's going to be completely different than the player that he is at the end of the year. And so this progression, this kind of tough learning curve that he's experiencing right now, I think is going to be really beneficial to him down the line. That being said, Denver can continue to try to make some things easier on him. And I thought that the veterans did tonight. But the main guy that I want to talk about, actually, you know what? Hold on. I'll give the veterans their due right now. Jeff Green, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, plus 14, tied for the team lead with Davon Reed and Christian Brown. 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Jeff Green made the shots that he needed to make tonight. When he can space the floor, the Nuggets are going to be good. I do want to point out that this bench only attempted 6 total threes. Christian Brown's not much of a floor spacer. Davon Reed didn't really get himself into position where he could take that many shots. DeAndre Jordan's obviously not going to shoot threes. So Jeff Green may have to do some more floor spacing. And this might be a group where he's a little bit better suited to do that, where Bones is taking on a lot of that responsibility and DeAndre Jordan is rolling to the rim. Jeff Green's going to act as your traditional stretch four in a lot of ways, and that could be good for him, rather than sometimes the role of what he had with the starters was kind of a mix of MPJ, a mix of Aaron Gordon, a mix of just kind of standing in the corner and getting out of the way like a PJ Tucker. With this offense, Jeff's going to have to be counted upon with that bench unit. He's going to have to do some stuff. 10 points tonight. It's exactly what you need. You don't need that much more. But like what I said last season about the bench unit, if the bench can give you 30 plus points, You're giving yourself a chance. Tonight, Bones had 14, Jeff Green had 10, so that's 24, DeAndre had 9, so that's 33, and then Christian Brown and Davon Reed each had 5, so that's 38. You give yourself a chance with those numbers. DeAndre Jordan rolled to the rim well, grabbed 3 offensive rebounds, grabbed a clutch defensive rebound that I think he deserves a lot of credit for, blocked JaMychal Green on a floater. That was really nice. And he went 4 of 4 from the field. And most of those were dunks. I think all of them were dunks. But that's what you want him to do. You want him to finish those shots with high efficiency. And he did. Thought he had a good game. But we got to talk about Christian Brown. Christian Brown is the main squeeze for tonight's podcast. It's not Nikola Jokic. It's not Michael Porter. It's not Bruce Brown. It's not Bones Highland. It's Christian Brown. The rookie comes in after not really playing a bunch in the first game. He had, I think, 1 garbage time minute at the end of the game. Then he had like 11 seconds or so for an offense-defense sub. So he played about 2 minutes. Tonight he played 23. And he was matched up for the majority of that time with Jordan Poole. Or with Steph Curry. Or with Klay Thompson, or with Andrew Wiggins. That's a tough assignment for a rookie. And the Nuggets deployed him on those guys immediately. 5 minutes into the game, at the 7-minute mark, Michael Porter gets hit with 2 fouls. He has to come out of the game. In comes Christian Brown. Not necessarily the sub that I assumed Denver would make. I thought that they'd go to Davon Reed. the veteran that they're counting upon. Instead, they go to Christian Brown, and he makes an absolutely phenomenal impact on the defensive side of the floor. Offense still has to work on some stuff, not going to lie. The finishing at the rim isn't good enough right now. The playmaking off the dribble, probably not good enough right now, though we did have 3 assists and just 1 turnover. But the real reason why you want Christian Brown out there is for when you have guys like Jordan Poole, guys like Steph Curry, guys like Klay Thompson, that are going to twist your defense around in circles, the easiest thing you can do is switch and be disciplined. And Christian Brown is both of those things. He is a switch defender on the perimeter. He can stay in front of people. He can, if you go at him one-on-one, he will shut you down. And if you try to put him in a whole bunch of different actions, he's not going to get his head spinning like other guys. Like Bones has had his head spinning a lot of times early this season. Michael Porter can get his head spinning pretty early. Christian Brown, you run him through several actions and he just doesn't break a sweat. This dude is unbelievable. I have no idea how he is so good at staying disciplined with his defense. This is abnormal. This is not something that you normally see from rookies when they come in. Even guys like Herb Jones and Matisse Thybul, who are big play defenders, don't get me wrong, they're probably better defenders because of the flash plays that they can make. They still gamble. Sometimes they still get lost. Christian Brown has not gotten lost at all. It's unbelievable. I just don't understand how he's doing it right now. But he is. And it's such an asset for this Nuggets bench that they can place him on a guy like Jordan Poole, who up until the final 2 minutes of the game had 3 points. 3 points on 1 of 4 from the field. Poole was not aggressive tonight. He was taking his foot off the gas because Christian Brown was in him consistently, did not give him an inch of space. And then when Christian Brown got switched out onto any of those starters, like Wiggins, Curry, and Clay, he more than held his own. At the end of the half, he had back-to-back stops on Clay and Steph on the perimeter, which is just not something that you see. And so this is something, this is a watershed moment. This is absolutely a moment that you can circle and say, remember when Christian Brown did this. Remember when he was brought into the fire against a team like Golden State and he had to make defensive plays and the Nuggets had to find some stops defensively and they went to the rookie in order to do so. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Excellent draft pick by Calvin Booth. Excellent coaching by the Nuggets coaching staff and player development team. But more than anything, this is a credit to Christian Brown. He gets defensive player of the game for the Nuggets and more than deserved that, because without him, without his defensive effort, his ability to execute everything, got 3 steals tonight, but it wasn't any of the steals that I was really impressed with, honestly. It was just his ability to keep his head and stay in front of people. I don't know if he allowed a basket. That's nuts. That's insanity. Like, what an excellent draft pick. His offense will come along. That is not going to be a problem. I do think that it's going to take some confidence and some time to build that up a little bit. But as you kind of saw in the preseason, he'll get the confidence when he starts getting rolling. Like, he just needs to see 1 3 drop, just needs to get 1 dunk in transition. And then it starts to flow a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we're seeing. Like, this is a guy that I think is going to play, and he may play a lot. Michael Malone is going to love this dude. Already does. Let's take a break. When we come back, we are going to circle back with some general takeaways from this awesome Nuggets win. We'll be right back. right, final segment, pickaxe and roll. Ryan Blackburn here. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Let's do some big picture takeaways here, because the Nuggets are 1-1. I don't think anybody expected them to win these games in this order, but the Nuggets kind of do that sometimes. They play to the level of their competition so frequently, especially in the regular season, where they'll underestimate a team like the Utah Jazz and then psych themselves up for a team like the Warriors, and those games go exactly how you expect because of that kind of habit that they have. But I do think that there are some main takeaways that I want to share. Number one, the defense is better. I promise that it is better. I know that the numbers probably do not bear this out right now. In fact, if we looked at NBA.com and checked the defensive rankings, you know what? Actually, let's go do that, because I'm sure that it's going to look pretty painful after two games, but I just want to make sure that I'm being honest with both myself, but also with my audience. So going to the advanced stats page, the Nuggets defense right now ranks 27th. Really bad. It doesn't help that they got blown out and gave up a whole bunch of easy baskets to the Utah Jazz. The Golden State Warriors found some ways to get easy baskets against them too. And it might take some time to kind of get these numbers back under track. But I firmly believe that this defense is better. I see the signs of this defense being better. When they have the level of defensive activity that they do, with Bruce Brown, KCP, Jamal Murray, when he's out there, has been solid. Like, he was solid in the first game. Michael Porter can play good defense, and he showed it at various moments tonight and against Utah, frankly. Aaron Gordon can play good defense and has been a good defender for most of his career. Jokic, when he tries, can make good defensive plays. It's going to be a struggle sometimes. Like, I think the turnovers are probably the biggest deal right now, because it sets up the opposing team for easy baskets. In the half court, Denver's defense is definitely way better than their transition attack right now. I could go look at the cleaning the glass numbers, but I'm not going to. I'll save that for when the sample size is just a little bit bigger. But I'm seeing this with my eyes. The defense is better. The personnel is better. As you continue to play these guys a little bit more minutes, maybe get Christian Brown on the court just a little bit more, the defense is going to show up a little bit better. Number two, Bruce Brown and KCP with Nikola Jokic is a treat to watch. And it's in completely different ways. Some of the assists that Jokic had to Bruce Brown tonight, like those dump-off passes where Brown is screening for him and then rolls into the open space, and then Jokic hits him with a sweet bounce pass, those are awesome. Those are great. They're so easy, too, because Brown is so used to screening for somebody like that, and Jokic is going to hit him every time if he's open. Brown's going to have to continue finishing well, but he went 8 of 10 tonight. KCP, always in the right place. As you saw with the no-look pass, the swing pass to the corner, there are some DHO plays that those guys are going to be able to run to. It just feels correct. Like, those guys are not going to be the main options. There's no doubt about it. They're probably going to be the fourth and sixth options in Denver's offense. Maybe fifth and sixth options, depending on where you have Bones and MPJ and Michael Porter. No, not Michael Porter. Bones and Aaron Gordon. That's who I'm thinking of. But when those guys are out there, Brown and KCP, they're going to be able to get out in transition. They're going to be able to get the easy baskets at the 3 and D, or at the 3s and the layups. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Jokic is going to be able to use them really well. Number three, I think MPJ's in for a big year. First two games, averaging 16 points a night, 15 points in the first game, 17 points in the second. Had 12 shots tonight, 10 shots in the first game. There is still some ironing out. in terms of his exact number of shots, how frequently he gets those shots up, what it's going to look like from a shot distribution perspective. Aaron Gordon tonight had 12 shots, Porter had 12, Jokic had 13, Caldwell Pope had 14. So sometimes it's going to look a little bit weird. But I do think that overall, Porter, if he's out there, is going to find opportunities, and he's too talented of a shooter to fail. That's what we're seeing right now. If he's healthy, if he's available, if he's out there, and if he's engaged, he will score. I think we're seeing it pretty clearly. Now, it would be nice to see him get to the free throw line a little bit more. But like what I've said previously, if this is the cost of him trying to stay a little bit healthier and just avoid some of that contact a little bit, so be it. He's an elite three-point shooter. Now, is he just a three-point specialist, a la Duncan Robinson or Davis Bertans or somebody of that nature? I don't think so. I think he's more than that. There are some doubts that I have, especially if he can't get to the point defensively where the Nuggets feel like they can have him on the court all the time, then it might look a little bit more three-point specialist-y. However, adding some off-the-dribble stuff, adding some isolation stuff in the mid-post, finding more opportunities for him to cut to the basket and get easy shots, those will be helpful. Mixing that in, keeping the opposing defense on their toes, that'll be great. But tonight, you saw what happens when he gets 10 threes up. He makes five of them because he's a 45% three-point shooter. It's awesome. Number four, Jamal Murray. He can take his time if he needs to. I've seen enough. I've seen enough to know that this starting unit that Denver has when Murray is out, this Bruce Brown, KCP, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic lineup, it's going to be fine. It's going to be really good, actually. I know there are minuses against the Golden State Warriors, but that's the Golden State Warriors. That's one of the best starting lineups in the world. The Nuggets kept pace with them, despite the fact that they looked like they were running around like chickens with their head cut off at times. The bench did save Denver tonight, and that should be stated. That has to be acknowledged. As crazy as that is, that's not really what anybody expected. But that did happen. And the Nuggets found ways, even with their starters, to just maintain pace, to keep pace, to continue scoring. You had, gosh, what's that number? 30, 47, 73, 90 points. The Nuggets starters combined for 90 points tonight. That's a high number. That's crazy. 90 points is a lot. Sometimes they'll even get up over 100 if they play more minutes than they did tonight. But nobody played more than 34. That really helped that the bench unit did what they did. So Murray, and I realize this is all about Murray, he's going to have these moments tonight, like throughout the season, where you've got the back-to-backs. Denver doesn't have another one for a while. I'm pretty sure the next one is November 22nd to 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. So there could be some time for Murray to play, but he probably won't play in all of the games between now and November 22nd to 23rd. Like there will be another time where he has to take off. Maybe two more times. But either way, the Nuggets don't need him to be great. They don't need him to play a ton while he's working himself back. I think Denver can win without him. And it will more or so be just kind of working him in slowly, not necessarily trying to rip off the Band-Aid. Because I don't know if that's even what's best for him. I think it might just be play him in a controlled environment for 15 to 20 minutes until he can handle those 15 to 20 minutes like Jamal Murray again. And then up him to 20 to 25 minutes. And then up him to 25 to 30 minutes. And then play him normally after that. But I honestly think that that's where Denver should probably land rather than just pushing him to play 26 to 30 minutes every night when he's available. Because that's a lot of pressure. And that's a lot of disruption, I would say. And I'm a big Murray guy. Like, I think the world of him. I think he's a fantastic player. And as he works his way back, he's going to be fantastic again. I have no doubt about that. But in this interim process, it's going to be tough. And the Nuggets should take their time with it. Murray should take his time with it. Firmly believe that. And number five, last one here. Christian Brown has to play. It's a requirement now. When you have a player that talented and skilled on the defensive end, it doesn't necessarily stand out as much as a talented and skilled offensive player. Because that you can see. That you can absolutely tell. But what Christian Brown proved to me tonight specifically was that he is not going to be rattled by anybody he goes up against. Not on the defensive end. He sat down and guarded Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, and Andrew Wiggins. The champs. Some of the most iconic players over the course of the last decade. That team is legit. And Christian Brown played his ass off and played really well. He's going to have to play. Davon Reed also had three steals tonight. I do want to make that clear, that it wasn't like Davon was bad. I thought Davon was relatively good, although the offense wasn't really good tonight. Christian Brown, though, I think he's just on a different level defensively. The way that he can get into players without getting beat is really, really impressive. I think that that's going to be something that stands out for much of this season. And it's something that Michael Malone is going to continue to go back to over and over and over again until it stops working. Now, he's going to have to start hitting shots. He's going to have to start making some plays. But that'll come with time. For now, having him as a defensive specialist is fantastic. That'll be a great way for Denver to just shut guys down at various points. Like, imagine lineups with Bruce Brown and Christian Brown out there. I don't know if Denver's played one of those yet. I could be wrong. But those two together, if they're locked in and just trying to shut down an opposing perimeter attack, like, I think that would have been better against a team like the Utah Jazz, where Mike Conley is playing, and Colin Sexton, and Talen Horton Tucker, and guys that they're veterans, they're pros, they know what they're doing. But Christian Brown is already carrying himself like a defensive pro. He knows how to play. And it showed really well tonight. So kudos to the rookie. He deserved the defensive player of the game chain that he got. I think he got the game ball tonight too. But overall, really encouraging night for the Nuggets. They didn't play their best with the starters, but the bench got back on track. You wanted to see that, and then Jokic and co. helped close the door at the end. It's exactly what the Nuggets hoped for. That is going to do it for this episode of Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by Superbook Sports. The Nuggets play on Saturday night. You'll probably listen to this and then be like, oh crap, the game is on tonight. Game is at 7 p.m. Mountain. Jamal Murray will play in front of the home crowd. I'm not sure what Michael Porter is going to do. Though I do think that he will play, I think that he's just going to be available pretty much every game now, so that's cool. But either way, home opener in front of the home fans should be electric. Hopefully the OKC Thunder don't spoil it, but don't count your chickens. Denver just lost to the Jazz. They can absolutely lose to the Thunder. There's no doubt about that. But either way, that is going to do it for this episode. I'll have another podcast up after tomorrow's game. Make sure to go follow my work at Mile High Sports. I'll talk to you guys very soon.